Hi, this is a dictation. Hi, this is a dictation for Corey Howell, CoreyHowell, date of birth 5/21/77, date of accident 1/6/2024, date of service is 12/4/2024. The patient is being seen as a follow-up visit today. He was seen on 11/20/2024. All the symptoms and history and physical exam is complete copy and paste of 11/20/2024, except the blood pressure was 211/180. Pulse was 91. You initially came for a procedure that was cancelled because of the high blood pressure that persisted, and he was referred to his primary care doctor, and he'll be rescheduled at a later date. The patient did hold his Eliquis for last 3 days. However, due to his blood pressure being high, the procedure had to be postponed. It will be done a week later. And diagnosis, everything remains the same as the previous visit, 1126-060. The plan is to just provide the patient with the medication, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Lyrica is provided for headache relief and pain relief. In addition, patient is to continue his Percocet that have been provided to him. 7.5 milligram, one pill two times a day for 30 days, 60 tablets. He'll be readdressed for his care again. A note from neurologist Dr. Tawfiq Nasrat is available, and according to him, there is a EMG evidence of right mild to moderate ulnar motor mononeuropathy across the right elbow, and there is a EMG evidence of bilateral cervical C5-6 demyelinating radiculopathy. All of these are subsequent to an accident that happened earlier on January 6, 2024, as a pedestrian, and he's been cared by multi-specialty physicians. Thank you. I continue his physical therapy, focusing on lower back and the left wrist, two times a week with traction massage and medications. He remains off work, ulcer replacement and transportation replacement has been ordered. Thank you.